I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So right now we're in February, we're getting toward the end of February right now. And it seems like this time of year, towards the end of February, early into March, this idea of confidence keeps coming back to mind over and over during this time of the year. And I want to talk today about faith and confidence. Faith and confidence. Confidence, I believe, is this highest expression of both faith and trust. We're going to be taking a look at this passage here from Hebrews chapter 11, 1. It says, if I can get it to go here, it says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see." Now faith is confidence in what we hope for. Now, it's interesting. If you look in the Amplified Bible, this word hope, the Amplified Bible's definition of hope is the confident expectation of good. I like to think of confidence. It's this place where all the doubts are removed. We got everything going in one direction. We got everything aligned, going in one direction. And all those little doubts and unbelief that we have, it's been turned around. It's all going the same direction. Faith, true faith, getting our faith firmed up. We talked this morning, I think, in our daily communion meditation about just having simple childlike faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And what is faith? Faith is confidence. Confidence in what? Confidence not in ourselves. Confidence in God, that he'll never let us down, he'll never leave us or forsake us, that he's got us. Confidence in Jesus, in the sacrifice of Jesus, that it makes us right with God. It makes us right with him, makes us holy and perfect. And God wants to help us because of what Jesus did, not because of our own stuff. So faith is confidence in that, not confidence in ourselves, confidence in God and what he can do and how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, how much he wants to help. And confidence in the sacrifice of Jesus. Firming up our faith and our confidence so that we remove all those doubts. And something I'm learning. We've talked a lot in our daily communion meditations about this idea of becoming magnetic. About how when we get this grace, when we receive this grace of God by faith and get it flowing through us, it begins to beautify us and to make us magnetic, where things get pulled into our lives, all that God has for us. But one of the things I've been thinking about with that is to get to that place where the magnetism pulls, is getting to this place of confidence. Where all those little doubts, and part of where this is coming from, we talk about our daily communion workout. Physical exercise as a way to practice exercising and applying our faith. So we talk about starting with a weight, a given set of an exercise or a certain amount of resistance or weight on an exercise. And practicing with that weight until we can make it beautiful. So you can do it easily and beautifully with that level of resistance. So you start with a level, it's kind of a medium level of exertion, and you work to the point where it's easy. And what I learned is when you get to that place, it's this place of confidence where you say, you know what, I could do that weight every single day, easily and beautifully. I could do that weight every single day. You develop this place of confidence. And what I've learned is all of a sudden, when you get to that place of confidence, creates this huge surge forward, creates this huge surge of progress forward. As soon as you get to that place of confidence, faith is confidence. We talk about exercising and applying our faith. Learning to exercise and apply our faith at a higher level means growing in a higher level of confidence in what God can do. And in the sacrifice of Jesus, not in ourselves. We're going to take the communion over this today. Just as a time of gratitude, Father, we're so thankful to have you in our lives and all that you went through, all that Jesus went through, to connect us back to you. We thank you for your amazing grace. We're asking for your help today to help us get to this place of full confidence in you. No longer tossed about when things come at us. We have confidence in you. Faith is confidence. Faith is assurance. With all those little doubts removed. We're asking for your help, Lord, to get to that place of confidence, confident faith. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight, and putting our confidence in that. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." The forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, so now it's about walking this out. How does that confidence come? Think through meditation, consistent practice, like we talk about in the workout. For me, practically speaking in the workout, it came through consistent daily practice. Consistent daily practice. Taking communion regularly, journaling, connecting with God, seeing him come through over and over and over again. Consistent daily practice gets us to this place where we are confident. Everything's going in the same direction. All those little doubts are removed. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.